News of her serious condition brought some close friends and relatives to say farewell, including Frances, her sister-in-law, and brother James, who had always remained close, although he never approved of his beautiful sister Kitty's way of life. Many of the priest friends who supported the sisters also came to pray and to say goodbye. As the day went on, each sister came one by one and for the last time spoke to their beloved friend and mother. Their hearts were breaking. They wanted her suffering to end, yet they didn't want to let her go. For each one, Mother Catherine had a little word of comfort. To her cousin, Sister Camilla Byrne, who spent her whole lifetime with her, she said, "Kiss me, my child, and then go away, but don't cry." Sister Camilla's was indeed like her child, and now they must part. To her community, her words were of peace and unity. Despite all her own pain, Mother Catherine felt and understood the loneliness and fears that they were feeling. She wanted them to know how much at peace she was. "I am very happy. I am not afraid," she assured them more than once. Later in the day, the doctor arrived. Catherine greeted him. "Well, doctor, the scene looks like it's drawing to a close." Dr. Stokes nodded gently at his patient, wishing and longing to be able to relieve her pain and discomfort. There was nothing anyone could do. By 5 o'clock, it was obvious that the journey was nearing its end. The sisters, including those who travelled long journeys from the other convents, continued to sit quietly, praying Mother's favourite prayers, which she joined in with for as long as she could. She asked for a lighted candle to be placed in her hand, which indicated to the sisters that she knew her time was very close. Towards 7 o'clock, she was still aware of all that was going on, and again assured her community that they need not fear for her, as her fears had vanished. In the midst of this, she was concerned not for herself, but for others, and reminded Sister Teresa to have a comfortable cup of tea for the sisters before they left. At 8:10, clutching her rosary and crucifix, and surrounded by her little community of faithful friends, Catherine Elizabeth Macaulay, in the 64th year of her life, took the final step out of time to eternity into the presence of her God. The scene had finally drawn to a close with profound peace and quiet dignity. Catherine Macaulay was laid to rest in the earth, like the poor, as she had requested, in the garden of the Convent of Mercy, Baggot Street, on the 15th of November, 1841. This garden is truly, and unto all ages, holy ground. Today, the spirit of this beautiful woman of mercy lives on in the lives of the thousands of Sisters of Mercy all over the world who continue the work that began in the heart of a young Dublin girl who loved God, the poor, and was daring enough to be different.